This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming up next segment, I'll get more into the lawsuit filed in the EU by medical doctors reporting on the fact that the mRNA vaccine will target the placenta protein that is the same protein they claim is in COVID-19. Yes, so you can't have the baby. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. But last night, I decided, because other people were down there protesting the day before, to go down to protest Mayor Adler, who's on a private jet, big parties, not wearing masks, but saying our businesses should be shut down. And a guy was yelling at me and threatening me, going, hey, why don't you come down here? So I just went down there and got in his face a little. And I probably shouldn't have pulled at his mask, but I got a little emotional because, you know, he was taunting us. But, you know, here we are down there. Here's some of that footage. We'll be right back with the latest on the sterilants in the vaccines.
You can't admit that because you're a bastard. That's what you are. You're weak.
I mean, I think you love the censorship, don't you?
You can run away all you want. You can lie. You can lie. There is no ad hominem. He's weak.
You're laughing at us. The mayor exempts himself from the rules.
Man.
And the business are going bankrupt. It's a f-ing joke. We're under attack. We're under siege. This ain't a f-ing game.
PCR test is 96% fake. Almost all the COVID tests are fake. The hysteria is fake. Governor Abbott, COVID-19 is a psychological warfare weapon as part of the Great Reset to shut down the U.S. economy. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group has admitted that COVID-19 is not a threat. And is a psychological warfare weapon to shut down the U.S. economy. Governor Abbott, come out against the COVID-19 hoax. Save the Republic. be part of the Great Reset.
We'll be back. Stay with us and stay in attack formation.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete the police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important. I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones, and a lawsuit's been filed by prestigious doctors in Europe laying out the fact that the mRNA vaccine attacks the same protein that is in a woman's placenta. Well, there you go. Just like the Gardasil shot, they now confirm attacks women's ovaries. Incredible. But they don't study it for that. Oh, they've rushed it. They've rushed it and didn't do animal trials. Just, oh, turns out the big MNR vaccine they have was developed in 2 days in January. Yeah, right. It was developed years ago. We found all the patents. Here's the articles. Here's the lawsuit. Bring a big report on this afternoon for InfoWars.com. Look at it for yourself. And then here's some of the background. HPV vaccine linked to soaring infertility. Tetanus vaccine laced with anti-fertility. Violates the Nuremberg Code, violates the Geneva Convention. This is all criminal activity. And the chief medical officer of Canada says you're not going to be able to leave your house or basically have a job unless you take the vaccines. He says that's not forced. You can just starve to death. Oh, but they have liability protection when you get sick from it or get sterilized. And they're introducing bills in the United States and other countries to allow forced vaccination of children without parental or child's consent. These are fighting words, ladies and gentlemen. This is the scam they're running. And they're coming out with their new COVID-19 vaccine cards. They go, well, these are just in case businesses want to ask for them, even though they admit many people can't take vaccines because they have autoimmune problems. I mean, the denial that vaccines ever hurt people is just like saying, again, the sky isn't blue. But here's Obama saying that he might take it in public. And then now Bill Clinton, who's now been confirmed, was at Epstein Island with little kids. That just came out yesterday. Bill Clinton said, I'll take it too. And so did George W., who's such a drug addict and lunatic, he can hardly even tie his shoelaces. So if you believe they're really going to take the shot, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn, New York I want to sell to you. I got some oceanfront property in Arizona as well. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. Here is what Obama had to say.
Promise you that when it's been made for people who are less at risk, I will be taking it, and you know, I may end up taking it on TV or having it filmed just so that people know that I trust this science.
Okay.
And what I don't trust is getting COVID.
Yeah, right. All these warmongering, horrible. He bragged about it. I killed a lot of innocent people with drone strikes last week. I never even played the clip. There's a clip of it. He's like, yeah, I killed a lot of innocent people. It's worth collateral damage. Notice he's like, oh, well, third world populations need it first, and black people. Because black people die of COVID more. You mean because you didn't get any sunshine? You didn't get any D3? And black folks need more sun than white folks? Because your skin doesn't absorb the sun. It basically, your melanin blocks it. He didn't tell you that. He just said, oh, it's for black people. Because you're not going to be having any more kids after this. I mean, this is sick, man. This is sick. But it's Barack. It's your black president. Coming with that needle. He loves you. Oh, he just cares about you so much. You try to tell Black Lives Matter idiots that, they'll attack you. It's unbelievable. And it goes on and on and on from there. What do you think of the new COVID vaccination cards that were just revealed to the public? Michael Snyder asked. What do I think? When it was all coming. Bush and Clinton vow to join Obama in televised COVID vaccination. Former Clinton chief aide Bill Clinton went to Epstein Pedo Island. Of course he did. Biden to launch Mask Up for 100 days as the cult leader. Yeah. Cuomo alleges the Trump administration created the cynicism around the vaccine. Trump asked his officials. They said, sir, it'll be ready by the fall. He's already had it ready. Trump said, okay, it's ready. They went, oh, he's lying. Now that they claim Biden's the president, they go, oh, we do have it. And it's totally safe. And then they blame Trump, saying it's not safe. Remember just a month ago, Cuomo said, Trump is insane. The vaccine's dangerous. Don't take it. Kamala Harris said on TV, I wouldn't take it because Trump's recommending it. Because they wanted the credit for it, thinking you have no memory once they put Biden in. Oh, yeah, you should take it. And now they say it's Trump that did that. Wow, that is some BS. But don't worry, L.A. imposes toughest lockdown yet. They've caught the mayor and the chief manager of the city and the governor all flying around, no mask, it's all fake. Hell, their businesses are exempt. U.K. police patrolling pubs, throwing out customers for eating scotched eggs. That's right, no drinking allowed, and if we catch you even with an egg that has flavoring of whiskey, we're arresting you, yes, but the Muslims can run sex rings for your kidnapped daughters. It's fine. Pfizer CEO not certain their vaccine stops transmission of COVID as companies jab approved in the UK and evaluated in the US. Oh, so it's not even work? That's okay. It's all right. If you criticize that, Twitter or Facebook will ban you because you're not an authoritative person. You know, your kid has a convulsion taking a vaccine, or your brother dies, they take a flu shot, happens all the time. It's like, well, okay, you're not authoritative, okay? You can't talk about how something killed your family. Isn't that just precious, so precious? L.A. residents are ordered to stay in their homes. I told you lockdowns coming years ago, using a virus as the pretext to bring in martial law, forced inoculation, and digital tracking systems on your phones. People are like, how did Jones know it? They said they'd do it in Operation Lockstep 10 years ago. And that's what's so frustrating is I'm just here like I'm in a play, and they go, oh, the next page is the Romeo and Juliet commit suicide. Oh, the next page is the, and I'm just like, okay, now they're going to do this. Okay, now they're going to do that. It's just like, I mean, they're going to kill you. You think they're going to stop with just sterilizing your ass? Oh, no. You're like, well, they would never do that. Really? You read about other countries, Cambodia, North Korea, China, Russia, Nazi Germany, Venezuela, Cuba, they like to dominate you. They enjoy that. And there ain't nothing in the world dominating somebody like taking your life or sterilizing you. Last Mohicans, based on Daniel Boone and real stuff that happened when that Indian tribe that exterminated the Mohicans is trying to kill the chief of Mohicans, he says, now I'm going to kill your seed of your race from the earth forever. And that is exactly what this is. Pulls out that sword and he says, I'm going to wipe you and your tribe out forever. Your seed is mine. That's real power. And that's what evil seeks. How did somebody write a book 190 years ago, right after it all happened, and have somebody saying, I want to kill your tribe, because that's the way it always was. Yeah, go back to the fight scene. It's important. Because that's what this all is about, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't figure that out, you don't have a hope or a prayer. The way the Native Americans operated, the way the Germans operated, the way the Romans operated, the way the Chinese operated, the way they all operated is the way it is. And the globalists want power over you. They want your seed. They want to wipe you out. Are you going to let them do it? I will not preside over the extermination of blacks. And not because I'm their savior. They're coming for me too. They train the whites to kill the blacks so there's no one left for the whites when they come for us. I will not be part of this satanic evil. I want our children to have a future together. Based on competition and based on merit, we will rise together. But this system of Bill Gates and Barack Obama must be thrown out. Barack Obama was trained. Barack Obama hates black people. Barack Obama is a bloodhound, just like Soros was trained to kill Jews. Obama is trained to kill blacks. And if you don't wake up that blacks are the first to be annihilated, you're a fool. And I demand, no matter what color you are, to wake up to that fact and to say no. We will deploy energy and systems to the world, and then people will have two children. That's how it works. We will not sterilize people and murder them. Not without a fight.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Helping protest the mayor, Adler, who's flying around on private airplanes and not social distancing and having these big parties while he tells us that we're not essential and be shut down. And I was reminded of the fact that she got arrested the day before the election as an official GOP poll watcher. She's a lawyer in great standing. She's a civil litigator and currently a general counsel. She advises a pro bono for parental rights and families and is a grassroots activist for legislation to protect children, FlackTexasStrong.com. And she won the primary. She was slated to win ahead. And then magically, all of the skullduggery was engaged in. And then even the local, we'll play this piece coming up next segment, KXAN, even local TV admitted it was BS. And she got hidden video of what was going on. So, again, it's not just Georgia. It's not just Pennsylvania. It's not just all these battlegrounds. It's these blue cities inside red states are just as bad. And I know famously the county clerk's been caught in scandal after scandal. I challenged her and stuff like 20 years ago, the county commissioners, and they found fraud, but said, we're going to still certify. So that's how this works. So in a nutshell, we'll get into all the details. Again, the same exact paradigm we see around the country. You saw right here in the blue cesspit that is Austin.
That's correct. So, I led in the primary in March. As everybody knows, the runoff got delayed until July. I was expected to win by pretty much everyone, of course, including me. And then the mail-in votes came in 55-45. The early votes came in 55-45. And all the precincts came in 55-45% with me losing by 10%. And that seemed like a statistical anomaly. And so I reached out to Laura Presley, who works on election integrity in Texas, and we started reviewing the audit logs and found that in the July election in Travis County, they deleted all of our election day ballots, recreated 4 new USBs, and then reloaded all of those ballots for a 1:30 a.m. tally. So they are fixing our elections. They are working with and inclusion with the vendor, ES&S. So there's a lot of publicity out there that Dominion is the only fraudulent electronic voting machines. That's not true. ES&S is another election hardware and software provider.
It's designed for the controllers to be able to engage in fraud. And let's not forget, LBJ was based in Austin. He famously stole his way into Congress here and in surrounding areas. So this was Central Texas is as bad as Chicago or as areas of Pennsylvania. Let's be clear.
Correct. And honestly, because now I do work on election integrity, I have people from all over the state of Texas who report similar fraudulent activity in their counties. Harris County is a cesspool. Dallas County is a cesspool. And Travis County is one of the worst. And so we have to address election integrity in Texas before they do turn it blue. And that is the objective, the long-term objective. And we are incrementally losing by not addressing it. So November 2nd, I was appointed by the Travis County Republican Party to be a watcher. I went in with my camera, but I also wore a body cam and started taking pictures. She was illegally processing our votes again. I called 911. The sheriff showed up. The sheriff was unclear about his jurisdiction and what he was able to do, so he chose to do nothing. At that point, they found out that I was taking pictures because I was calling the media, And they accused me of criminal trespass, and I was arrested, went to jail for 24 hours. It was very
unpleasant. Even though under state law, you're a lawyer, let's be clear, I've looked at it, they violated the law kicking you out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they asked me to leave, and I refused to leave. So
under the law, you were by this party. You're supposed to be there.
Correct. I had a certification to be there, and in my opinion, my defense would be public necessity that I was exposing illegal activity that was affecting all of the voters.
Well, sure, exactly. You can have a rule against video cameras and stuff at a polling place, but if somebody's murdering somebody, you got to videotape it.
Correct.
That's an overriding whistleblower thing.
Correct. So once I got arrested, the AG, who had known about the fraud and the illegal activity that's happening in Travis County since at least September, if not before, in November, the AG in Texas finally opened a case to investigate the Travis County clerk. And that's going on right now. However,
so I should have started that. You got arrested, but it helped trigger the fact that she's under investigation.
Correct. However, although I'm excited about an investigation, the election for City Council District 6 and 10 started Wednesday. And so here we are underway in another election that she is going to be allowed to steal.
Just like the special election with the Secretary of State in Georgia with the mail-in ballots again.
Yes.
It's incredible. So, but just tell the viewers, there's people like, oh, okay, Austin, Texas. It's the same thing because there's video. We're putting the newscast coming up. I mean, you've got photos of this. It looks like the same stuff we're seeing in Georgia and other areas. You caught them here. So how are they violating the law?
Well, there is a law that you are not allowed to obstruct poll watchers. It's a Class A misdemeanor. So in Travis County, they forced all of the poll watchers, Democrats and Republicans, to stand outside of the room behind a wall, behind a glass window. And every time we would tap on the window to ask them a question, because we're 20 feet away from the ballots, there's no way to.
And again, Project Veritas got them on tape in Michigan saying, we're going to use COVID as an excuse to not let them watch. And it's the same thing here.
100%. And I went as a volunteer attorney up to Wisconsin. They're doing the same thing in Wisconsin during the recount.
I should have pointed that out. You've been all over the country. You're kicking ass.
Yes, because I like to see it for myself. I don't believe the media.
Well, you're being robbed. You're the most basic rights being robbed. You're pissed.
Right. And I don't believe the media narrative, and I want all people to push back against the narrative. Go see it for yourself. If you have an opportunity to volunteer as a poll watcher, you should go.
And by the way, these operatives know what they're doing. I mean, they act so creepy when they're doing it. Have you seen the Georgia footage where they're literally like close it and pull out the bags and they're like shoving them in?
Well, I mean, they may be doing things covertly, but they're also doing things overtly. So when I was in Wisconsin and in Travis County, they are hostile about it. They will call you violent. They will bully you into submission so that they can continue their illegal activity.
Oh, that was the testimony all over the country. They would just throw people out.
Yes, they'll threaten to throw you out. They'll tell you that your knees are over the line, that you're reaching over the line, that if you knock on the window, you're acting violently. It's bullying. And if we allow ourselves to be bullied, then we're just living under tyranny. We're never.
And that's what big tech and big media, they're the bullies.
They are the bullies. Well, and the Democrat Party. And I hate to characterize the whole Democrat Party.
But they really have rotted from the head down.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I do want Travis County voters to understand that even Democrat moderates are being robbed of their vote, that socialist, communist candidates.
Oh, that's what Soros, the deep state wants the very radicals in.
They want the radicals in, and that is who is being advanced, Jose Garza. Prop A even is a way.
Yeah, no one wanted these giant trains and all this crap, and nobody wanted a George Soros, guy to be the head law enforcement person.
Correct. So
folks that don't know, tell them who they're putting in here in Austin.
Well, they're putting in, I mean, people ask me who's going to win the election. They asked me before the November election. I said, tell me who the most socialist communist candidate is on the ballot. That's who's going to win. And that's who's going to win this week, too. On December 15th, when we get the results, it's going to be Jimmy Flanagan and Alter, because they're the more socialist candidates over Jennifer Verdin and Mackenzie Kelly. Period.
It's got all the big money all over the country. The commies are taking over. George Soros. We'll be right back to talk about stopping it.
Promo code Patriot. Promo
code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020. We'll get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Body Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock after being sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code Patriot at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping, everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code Patriot at checkout. That's promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, we got a firecracker here, Jennifer Fleck, FleckTexasStrong.com. She's saying she's not going to run again, even though she almost won, until the fraud stops. I've known Travis County doesn't have free elections forever. We've seen it with the county clerk before. It's incredible. But Jennifer, we've got this newscast about you being arrested, which is a red badge of courage. Very, very, you know, great what you did. Now there's a criminal investigation of what's, you know, happening with all this. You were in the right when you were exposing it. But big picture, this seems to be the end of the age of innocence, at least. All this confirmed. handoffs of USBs and pulling out suitcases when they claim that the polling place or the counting center is closed. I mean, this is epic stuff. And the mainstream media going, none of it exists. Nothing's happening. Nothing's going on.
This is not true.
No, this is Georgia. Look at this handoff. I mean, that's the daughter with the mother that's counting the vote. She's the one that brought them in. And we got all these handoffs and all the rest of it. I mean, this is just incredible.
Wow.
And, of course, we know that's what happened is they take votes off. They go change them, bring them back to the central tabulation area.
That's exactly what happens.
Well, Trump's a Nazi. He deserves to have the election stolen from him, right?
No.
So, Jennifer, I want to give this newscast, but what are other big points you want to impart to people?
Well, I want Travis County voters and I want Texas voters to wake up and understand that this isn't just happening in swing states, that this is happening in Texas. I think we should demand that the attorney general in Texas do his job. He, under the code, he's the only one that has jurisdiction to enforce election crimes or enforce prosecution of election crimes. And we should be asking and demanding, the voters should be asking and demanding a hearing, an in-person hearing, like they're having in Pennsylvania and Michigan and Arizona, where Texas citizens can come in and testify as to the fraud that's happening in their county.
That's right. And we're seeing more and more of these legislatures in the swing states. A swing state's a state the Democrats are taking over.
Right.
And they're in the process of Texas. We need to get going on this. We need to nip this in the bud now.
Correct. And we were just talking about we can't wait until we lose Texas, because you can see what's going to happen if we wait until we're a swing state. We have to address the fraud now and stop it now so that we're not ever a swing state. That's the goal. We never want to be a swing state. But we also, more than anything, we want legal elections. Until we have legal elections are the horse, I call it. Everything else is in the cart. So if we want to work on pro-life issues, if we want to work on pro-gun issues, if we want to work on equal parenting issues, none of those are going to advance until we have legal elections, because we won't ever be able to vote for and elect the representatives that care about the issues that we care about.
And look, we've seen all the hoaxes and all the power grabs and all the scams. It's going on. They've caught them. And I think the naivete out there is ending. People are seeing the hardcore evidence of fraud all over. And I just don't see how they try to put Biden in there when it's so clear this is a scam.
I agree it's a scam. But sometimes I think things have to get worse before they'll get better. There still are too many people who aren't paying attention. There's still too many people who are still watching mainstream media or who aren't informing and educating themselves at all. I had a voter who worked for me, who helped me on my campaign. And when I went back to her and asked her to help me prove that my election was fraudulent, she said, I can't. I just believe in elections still. I want to believe that the system worked.
And so they worship the naivete.
Yes. But then she texted me just a week ago after all of this is unraveling. She texted me a week ago and she said, I'm so sorry. She said, I'm so sorry. I didn't understand what you were doing, and I didn't understand what you were saying.
Well, that's because she's a nice person, and she keeps projecting her niceness onto people. That's not how this works.
No, it's not. We all need to confess, admit, and absorb that we are at war. And we are at war for our freedom, not for our party. I will say equally negative things about Republicans and Democrats. They're all weak. They are all weak.
And these big corporations are the ones doing it. But you just said it. We should put that up on the front of the interview. We are at war. Let's confess it. We're not looking for it, but let's just admit we're in a fight. Are we going to give up, or are we going to fight back? And listen, fighting back's the easy way, folks. Giving in to tyranny makes it worse.
I agree. And until, I go out without a mask. I go out and I usually wear a shirt that has, a saying or words on it where people know I'm inviting a fight. I very rarely get asked to put a mask on, but I get approached by people with masks all the time and they say, how do you do it? How do you get away with it?
Oh, I was there. I was at my dentist this morning. He goes, I kind of thought you might have been wrong, but now we all know nobody really got sick. It's all made up. I've looked at the statistics. I was reading how the vaccine's actually killing people on the test and they're covering it up. And now I'm like, okay, you're a medical doctor. Tell folks that. He goes, I am.
Yeah.
So it's just coming down to the fact of we have to stop projecting our goodness onto this evil. It's not. It's evil. We put up with it. It's grown. It's out of control. Here's that one of the newscasts I thought was overall actually pretty fair with what happened to you being arrested the day before the election, witnessing the massive scam that was ongoing. Here it is.
Wow. Watchers claim the Travis County Clerk's Office is locking them out, preventing them from watching the poll workers here counting ballots. State law allows these watchers to see and hear the Clerk's Office handling and counting these ballots. And that's exactly what Jennifer Fleck says she was trying to do when she was arrested here Monday. Fleck is an Austin attorney now charged with criminal trespassing after she says she called 911 to report election code violations inside the Travis County Clerk's Office. Fleck was serving as a watcher here at the Central Counting Station when she says she called 911, and it turns out, though, she left here in handcuffs.
Mm-hmm. I was personally appointed by the Travis County Republican Party.
So you were there on official business?
Yes.
Jennifer Fleck was right where she says the Travis County clerk told her to be, held inside this media room on the other side of a set of windows from the Ballot County Station. Fleck says there was one major problem. The poll watchers could not see information on the computer screens or hear anything on the other side of that glass.
My intent was to get it recorded, to take pictures of what was happening, and to make the situation public.
Fleck snapped these three pictures and sent them to us. The pictures show, she argues, the clerk's office obstructing poll watchers from doing their job.
We had no audio at all. We could not hear what was going on. They were running ballots. They were signing reports.
We would ask a question so that we could see a report, which is allowed under the statute.
They would ignore us.
Fleck then called 911 asking for a deputy to file a police report. When the deputy arrived, the clerk's office found out Fleck had taken pictures and told her to leave.
The other poll watchers were objecting to one poll watcher's behavior.
Wearing a mask, she's a bandit.
She's
been known as the queen of Texas, of Travis County for 25 years.
She's been in office since 1987. She administers her own election.
Fleck admits she violated the poll watcher agreement that prohibits any recordings, and she's ready to face the consequences.
What made you decide to take that step to record this?
To be honest, I'm really frustrated with the fact that there is no recourse for illegal activity, and our votes in Travis County are not being protected. Really, my motive was to make her do what was right. That didn't turn out.
Travis County's clerk declined our request for an interview about the arrest, but during her post-election press conference, she said,
poll watchers are always welcome because they do a good job of sending the word out to everybody else that the procedures here and election law are being followed.
Fleck says her recording will prove her allegations, but her camera is still held by the Travis County Sheriff's Office.
Wow. If they have nothing to hide, then let us in. Let us do our job. Let us do what we're supposed to do under the code.
Right now.
They say that they want to be transparent, but nothing about that process was transparent.
Yeah, they don't want it during the election for people to see the truth. Wow, so truly shameful. Truly, truly shameful. And they know what they're doing. They run the show now.
Yes, they do. And the fraud is seeping out as other county officials see that the county clerk in Dallas and Travis and Harris are getting away with what they're doing. It's seeping out into our smaller counties like Williamson County and Hayes County are having the same kinds of problems because if you can get away with committing a crime, why not just keep doing it? Nobody's holding them
accountable. All because the public's told by mainstream media none of it exists, even though there's mountains of evidence. Wow. We'll be right back with Jennifer Fleck. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. It's Friday.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. The That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love.
Well, it's being reported by CBS News and Fortune that they've hit the next level. The L.A. mayor has banned walking. How about breathing next? That'll stop the COVID problem. Los Angeles, new COVID lockdown bans most walking and use of public transport. See, that's how tyrants move the Overton window, like, oh, you don't like staying in your house? How about you don't go outside? That's like Spain. So we're just being shown Australia, shown Spain, and being walked into the center for Fleck. You're a constitutional lawyer, a patriot. There's Admiral Akbar from Return of the Jedi. Launched the attack on the second Death Star. Did you know that? It's about a commander. But no, I mean, this is obviously mind control. It's brainwashing. It's all being done. It's insane.
Yeah. So, I mean, all of COVID, I've watched it in the elections and I've watched it real time. All of us have. And they just, they you give them a little bit of power, a little bit of authority, and they just take advantage of you. So
once they know they can't be thrown out, they get really arrogant.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'll walk in HEB without a mask and nobody says anything to me a lot of times. But then my mom will walk in and she's 70. She'll walk in and she'll have the mask below her nose and they'll harass her the whole time she's there and ask her to pull her mask up. And it just makes me so mad because they will take advantage of our freedoms if you allow it to happen.
That's right. Well, you're wearing a business suit. You look like you're kind of in charge. But no, they pick on kids. They pick on old people. And it's all these minions virtue signaling when they're not helping anybody. It's all a fraud.
It is all a fraud. It's all a fraud. And I'm always asking, like, if we have plexiglass between the two, you and I mean, do I need to put a mask on?
No, it's all to remind you that you're bad and you're dirty. But again, let's stop walking. See, before, go out, exercise, enjoy yourself. But now, like the UK, like Australia, like Spain, oh, wait, you can't even go outside now. They want to see what we'll do. They want to see what they can get away with. It's truly sick.
That's right. And most people think, well, just wear the mask. What's the big deal? You know, it doesn't really infringe on your freedoms. I'm like, that's not the goal. Do you understand? That is not
the goal. It's that you're dirty, you're bad. Well, I mean, give me your view on this. Because we know it's a UN global government reset, collapse the economy. But how do you think it's going for them?
I think it's going great for them. I think they're getting exactly what they want. I think that they're going to keep pushing the American people or people everywhere.
And the big corporations are all, they're all essential, so they're all doubling profits. We're going bankrupt. It's modern warfare.
That's right. Small businesses are closing. I mean, I remember reading the governor's executive order this summer. And, you know, there were like 10 exceptions to businesses closing or that he had like 10 exceptions. And I remember one of them was that he closed all the rafting businesses. Like you couldn't your rafting businesses couldn't stay open. And I thought, how bizarre that he would attack a small business in Texas and let all these other big.
Let's just say it. He's a miserable person. He can't. I'm sorry. He's a handicap. He can't go rafting. He doesn't want you to.
Right. And we don't have to wear a mask when we're swimming. And for some reason, that also really bothered me. I'm like, what attorney wants to actually spend ink saying that we don't have to wear a mask?
I was
about
to say, it's
not swimming.
That all lawyers are bad, but the nanny state ones are. Get rid of swimming pools, get rid of diving boards, get rid of merry-go-rounds. This is the new thing where we've got to keep you in your house so you're never in danger again because there's always liability. We just buy into it.
Yeah, we did. And I think everybody needs to start asking themselves, what is the end goal? What's the end goal? Like, do they really want us to all stay at home and not go out and not interact with, I mean, each other and be in relationships?
Let's play the audio of this. Imagine they're beating people up. They're dumping water on people. If people don't wear their mask, oh, they're all little. And again, it gives you bacterial pneumonia. It doesn't protect you. It's totally overblown. 96% of the PCR tests are fake. Portuguese courts, German courts, Brazilian courts, Russian courts have found they're not real tests. It's all based on fraud. But once we buy into it, we can't admit we've been scammed.
Right. Right. It's true. Once we've all bought into the lie, then we can't backpedal. But we need to, like, at some point, everybody needs to decide what's their line in the sand. Right.
Well, imagine our children are being indoctrinated to this and now they're coming with the forced inoculations. Now they're telling us this. This is crazy.
Well, and I always think about the next generation. I mean, I have three children and I am concerned about what we're modeling. Right? What we're allowing?
Oh, we're totally modeling cult-like. You know what the answer is? And I don't want to launch this at this point, but I'm saying it's going down that road. The Battle of Athens. Everybody's in search engine that. All these veterans came home to Tennessee with a corrupt mob boss running the town, Athens, Tennessee. And the veterans knew that they'd stolen the election. They knew nobody supported the corrupt mayor and his mafia. They went and broke in and found all the fake ballots and proved it. And then that's just an example. The Battle of Athens is where all this is going.
Yeah. Well, to speak about veterans, I will say this. When I was and young people, they're different, you know, age generations. But when I was knocking doors, whenever I knocked a door and a veteran came to the door and he would have, you know, his Army hat on or his Navy shirt or whatever. And they're like war veterans. They would literally come to the door crying. No kidding. I'm not exaggerating. Crying and tearing up and asking, when are we going to stand up for this country like they stood up for our country? And that is my question. And I don't know how it's bred in me. I don't know if it's because I'm American or because I'm Texan or because I'm a Fleck. I don't know. But I'm not going to allow this country and our freedoms to be taken. And
well, that's why I'm so upset is I'm not either. I mean, I know now that my cells are moving in a direction where it's not going to be stopped. It's like, it's coming. You're going to be defeated.
That's right. That's right. And everybody can do their part, right? Everybody can do their part. You can stop wearing a mask. You can call your legislatures. You can volunteer to watch at the polls. You can call out fraud. You can ask the AG to investigate crimes. I mean, all of us have a part to play, and we can't do nothing.
Well, also, everybody can feel deep inside that, especially when you swear an oath to something, you know it's good, it's under attack. And something you love is under attack, you feel it. And we're not being taken over by something that's better than us. Then that would be something we merge with. This is an evil takeover. This is bad. This is not good.
Right. I would like think of it as being anti-American. Anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-truth, anti-justice. It's not one party against another party. It's an attack on our country. That's
war.
How you have to look at it.
And you know, the good news is Nevada, 400,000 disputed votes with fake signatures. And all sorts of scams and wrong addresses. It's all happening. But what's going to happen is the evidence is now proven, and the left just keeps saying he's the president.
Well, they keep saying there's no evidence. Like, that's what the media keeps saying. There's no evidence. And I don't know how they define evidence. Like, evidence is, like, I watched all the hearings with the witnesses across the states, and they said, I've sworn under oath that I will go to jail if I'm not telling the truth. That is evidence. An affidavit is evidence. Voters that
and now we have all the footage of, okay, we close the polling place, we close the counting center, and out come the briefcases, and they're cramming them in. Out come the suitcases. I mean, this is ridiculous. So how do people get involved in the fight, Jennifer Fleck? FleckTexasStrong.com. Everybody should be fighting. I agree with you. That's why we had you in here. It's not just these battlegrounds. It's all the states that are about to flip and take over. This is happening everywhere.
Well, like I've already mentioned, I think everybody needs to reach out to their legislature, their House rep or their Senate rep, demand an in-person hearing so that we can grieve, so we can air our grievances and talk about the fraud that's happening in our own counties all over
the state. Those are committees of correspondence. Get the intel going. Learn the enemy's patterns. Learn how they operate.
Yeah. And
war planning.
Yes. Yes. Be a poll watcher. Understand that they are exchanging USBs, creating new USBs. There's vendors on the machines.
Look, we're better than the enemy. We start politically war planning. We get all the facts better than they got them. We're going to get them.
Yeah.
We just have to learn this. We got to get into it.
Well, and we also need to leverage the Texas Republican Party or the Republican Party of Texas. They should be taking a stand for our state. They should be taking a stand for the voters. They should
I totally agree. I'm going to let you host 5 minutes. I've got to go to a meeting, and then I'm going to come back and be on some shows today in the war room. We got a little 5-minute segment coming up. So I've got to go, but I want you to do 5 minutes. And then we've got Dr. Nick Begich taking over. We're going to air my Shanghai election piece that's so important that John Bound put out at 6 after. And then things will be taken over by Dr. Nick Begich. But I want to really appreciate you, Jennifer, and I appreciate you coming out. FleckTexasStrong.com. Remember, listeners, the way we override the globalists is you tell people about Band.video and Infowars.com and that the truth's there, that America's fighting back, and that our greatest hour is yet to come. We've only begun to fight, and get the products at Infowarsstore.com. We had to build the satellite uplinks, the radio uplinks, the infrastructure, everything ahead of the deplatforming. I knew it was coming, and I told you it was. I study the enemy. We're here now. We're going to become more important as the shutdown happens everywhere. It's going to be some dark hours ahead, but if you finance us, you get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Use promo code PATRIOT. Only got a few days left of that. It ends on Monday. Additional 10% off the already giant sales of 30 to 60% off and free shipping. Promo code PATRIOT at checkout. Additional 10% off. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel for free anytime. Additional 10% off on the next order. Things like fish oil or different vitamins and minerals. InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 4. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.